All right, here is Mike Saroy, Norm's producer, up for an e-break.
Hey, buddy, pal.
He was talking about Kevin Turner, who was stepping in to do tickers that morning because Sean Bass was ill. And the term he was looking for was narcolepsy. Narcolepsy.
Sweet. Kevin Turner is in the ticker room.
The sweet jack of all trades.
Sweet jack of all trades.
Well, what else can he really do? What do you mean? He sure can't host. He can barely do tickers.
Not very nice.
I don't know, but he looks like he's taking my title of most hard-looking person at the ticket from
me. He can fill in for Jer.
What's your ailment that you suffer from? Necrophilia?
I'm young. I partied last night. What are we talking
necrophilia?
About?
Necrophilia? No, Mike.
No, narcolepsy.
That's, no, not
narcolepsy.
Wait,
no.
He's a narc?
I get those mixed up.
Thinking narcolepsy.
Narcolepsy, there you go.
Necrophilia is
What's
the
that?
Tendency of a human being to want to make love to dead things.
Oh my gosh, what is Norm doing? I think that's on Norm. I think Saroy made an honest mistake, right?
I don't know how honest that
it's a
is.
Pretty bad mistake,
yeah.
though.
I think it's a mistake that Norm could not let just lay out there.
Norm seemed all too familiar with necrophilia.
Yes, and it was a joy for him to define it for us.
And he had a quick and firm definition.
And he didn't even change his voice for it.
Oh, we have the Necrophilia Association. I want to share this definition with you.
All right, I don't care. Give it to Norm or Saroy. They're both up for it then. All right, candidate number two is one Norm Hitchkiss. Couple things at work here. Norm will try to fish out a phone call and fight through just about anything. There's the other element here that we're still trying to get used to our equipment and not really sure exactly how to work it. And there's also not only Norm phone defeat, but Norm draft defeat. Someone defeating Norm on talking too much draft. And basically the way to say it, this is why Norm should not go screenless on the ticket.
I tell you what, let's take one. I'm going to try to make this work. Is this going to work? Hello? Are you on the air with us? Daryl and Denton? Hello?
Hello?
Hello. Yes, it worked. Hi, Daryl.
Oh, this is Richard and Irving.
No, it didn't work.
It didn't. That's,
no, no.
That's
Richard,
the producer screen. No.
Richard, for the intents of the ticket, you are Daryl in Denton. Now, if you have a question, go ahead.
Yeah, Norm, we know the draft didn't work. Can you please talk about anything else but the draft? Thank you, bye.
Okay.
So Norm finally got him on the air. Yes, okay, here we go.
So
and then he gets that defeat.
That was an attempt at rolling screenless, but he had somebody's name.
Okay, well, the problem was the name was left over from our show.
Yeah, yeah. Now you see the name on the right. That's where the producer writes little notes to you fellows. Well, he read that as a caller.
Because nobody knows how to delete anything over there.
Yeah, so that caller that Norm brought up on the air had not been screened.
Right. Correct, right. He thought it had, though, because he saw the name on the
and just told him to shut up about the draft.
What a defeat. Norm is up again this week. This is combination long question, long setup, / technical problem, which was not Norm's problem. But it just turns out to be kind of a funny. When he had on Mike Napoli this week, he had a technical problem to go along with his long setup.
Mike Napoli turned 30 years old last Halloween. There's a birthday to have, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mike Napoli was a part-time player breaking in with the Angels from 06 to 08. 09 and 10, more and more playing time. In 10, appeared in 140 games, way far and away. More games than he ever appeared in his life, 26 more. That year, the batting average dropped, the on-base percentage dropped, and Anaheim decided to deal Mike to Toronto. Toronto kept Mike for about a long lunch and traded him on to the Rangers. And on behalf of Ranger fans everywhere, thank you, Lord. Did it confuse you that Anaheim wanted to trade you when it seemed like you'd worked your way so into a place of prominence on that team?
All right,
lost him, Norm.
It looks like we lost him on G1. Let me track him down. One moment.
All right, that's great.
is great.
Why is that great?
And the thing is, since we don't have the dial tone now, apparently when we drop a call, I think he dropped right after that first question.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think he did too.
Right after that. That's a birthday and to have, isn't
that,
it?
That was a very long question. That was very Bob-like.
Set up or whatever it was.
And for a change this time around, I don't think that was a ticket issue. That was a Napoli cell phone issue. It's a rarity around here.
Did you time that question, Jerry?
I watched it. I think it was about 44 seconds.
Wow. Well,
not quite Bob.
Not Bob-like.
Yeah. He's in Bob
in Bob's question, the caller could drop dead, and be buried and have a funeral by the time he finishes with the question.
Do we know why we don't have a dial tone at the new place?
It doesn't sound
like dial tones are awesome overrated.
Digital phones.
Yeah. It's high tech. It's kind of like how Dick Cheney doesn't have a heartbeat anymore. It's real high tech.
Dial tones are analog. We wouldn't want that.
Yeah, you don't need
dial
tones.
I miss the dial tone.
I miss Dick Cheney's heartbeat.
So now we can't, when we lay out on a caller and he fishes around for a while and then he hangs up, we won't have the punctuation of the dial tone.
No.
Man.
I know, it's a bummer, isn't it? Candidate number one is an emergency brake legend. He's on vacation this week, but before he went out on vacation, Norm reached over there just a little bit with his right hand and decided to give that e-brake a good firm yank. Sean Bass was trying to deliver the very sad news that Gary Carter was no longer with us, and Norm accidentally chimed in on the air when he's trying to talk on our little Q channel here at our new studio.
Sad news yesterday, Hall of Fame catcher Gary Carter passing away. He was diagnosed with brain tumors last May. The longtime Expo and Met was inducted into Cooperstown back in 2003.
So what is he, a co-host?
He was a .626 lifetime hitter with 324 homers. And Norm, your mic's on. Sorry about that, pal. He helped the Mets win the 1986 World Series.
What did I do Sean?
That's okay. I'm just talking about Gary Carter's passing.
What did I do? I'm in such a somber storm.
I mean, you had to get one.
Screws
you got three
again.
Weeks out of town. You have to get an e-break in before.
Good Lord.
Good Lord.
So who is the off-air joke about there?
I don't even know, because I'm probably panicking about something at the time.
Was Sean's ticker running so long that Norm called him a co-host?
What is she,
yeah, was that
co-host?
A shot at...
he's the worst one we have on the air.
Right after he gives the detail, too, of Gary Carter.
Yeah. What is he, a co-host? I know.
No, Norm.
Gary Carter, head full of tumors, is in the ground now. What is he, a co-host?
Nobody reported the story that way.
Well, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. There's Rich taking up for a ticker guy, not reading the news in that fashion.
Yeah.
All right, but that puts Norm up for an e-break. So Bob got a little tongue-tied, and so did Norm this week.
Mike has a whole bunch of numbers about players in the team that Sean and I will discuss whether we feel during the regular season the Rangers go over or under these numbers, or the players go over on under these. I'm going to start this again. Over or under.
Oh, no.
Whoa.
Trailed off a little.
I've got to start drinking better Merlot. This stuff is just, whoa.
The box stuff usually isn't good. That's what I have to get.
No straw.
Just put the box stuff in a Coke can.
All right, so isolate that for us. You got that that swerve there by Norm?
Over on our jersey. Over on our jersey.
Wow.
And you know what I think gets him if you hear the beginning of that? This sounds like Norm starting the segment after eating a large meal.
Mike has a whole bunch of numbers about players in the team that Sean and I will discuss whether we feel during the regular season the Rangers go over or under these numbers, or the players go over on under. I'm going to start this. Over or under.
Yeah, it sounds like he's still choking it down.
Yeah.
He got a lot of saliva.
Pretty sure there's a big block of cheese in there for the segment.
He always sounds like that to me. Well, like he's like plowed through half a pound cake or something.
It's because he always has just plowed through half a pound cake.
Yeah.
Or a pickle or something. All right, so there's Norm up for an e-break.
Okay, what's our next nominee, Jer?
Well, our last nominee
put this one in there, Jer.
is Norman Elizabeth Heitzkes. I believe.
Okay.
This happened during the Knucklehead of the Week segment, which we do every Friday on the Norm Hitzke Show. We're doing it today at 9:30. No, 9:10, excuse me. Uh-huh. And something funny happened here. I'm not sure what it was. It got us giggling, but now listening back to it, I can't quite figure out what it was. Let's give it a listen and see if we can figure it out.
You can find.
Somebody tweets Amari Stoudemire this quote. You better come back a lot stronger and quicker. And make up for this past season, man dead. And then there's a three-letter word that ends in two S's that means but. Okay. Okay. Amari Stoudemire, it's a Twitter, man. The guy's probably drunk in Newfoundland. You have no idea where he is. Amari Stoudemire.
Excuse me?
Whoa. We need to dump that?
Nah. Nah.
Let it go?
Right. Yeah.
Amari Stoudemire, seeing this on his Twitter.
I didn't hear anything. Did you guys?
I didn't catch that.
I didn't quite hear it.
How did that not make our screw-ups on the air promo that we're running now?
Probably because that happened after they'd already
been. Oh, well, I'm...
Well, maybe it'll be the next
high
one.
High on the
we're
next one.
We're reinventing our promos.
And let's go ahead and start right off in training camp with something that happened yesterday during Norm Hitchcock's show. Norm was talking about Dez and was basically saying it's time for Dez to grow up, and he should have done that a few weeks back when he had the domestic incident. And playing the other side of the argument, Mike Saroy and Sean Bass saying, yeah, but we don't know all the details about what happened. Maybe Dez was just defending himself against his mother. Norm didn't want to hear that, and you won't hear the language that he dropped, but just know that he dropped two BS bombs when he lost it.
On the air.
On the air.
Intentionally.
At Mike Saroy and Sean Bass. And then listen to how they go silent after he freaks.
Him here.
Have you ever had a woman go just completely insane and you have to harness her? That's happened to a lot of people.
How about harnessing yourself?
Okay, that's fine.
Well, how you're calm. A big, strong man that turns away and walks out the door. How about that?
When your mom is trying to hit you and physically assault you, sometimes you have to grab her.
So that's the picture. That has been reported that she was assaulting him?
But the other hasn't been reported either.
Right.
Police report showing marks on her arms.
Why do you grab someone's
and
wrist?
A torn shirt.
Why would you grab someone's wrist?
Why don't you walk out the door?
I don't know.
You're a 23-year-old man who's trying to protect his...
Okay.
Not have to restrain a woman. You do not have to. You walk out the door. You walk away. And Dez can't walk away. He's never been able to walk away. At what point do we expect him to grow up to the point where he walks away?
That is so tense.
All right, now to clarify, that got dumped, so P1's never heard the two BS bombs.
But it did go over a webcam from what we have heard, and we're trying to secure that audio if anyone was rolling on the webcam at 11:10 yesterday.
Yeah, if you're rolling on the webcam and you had it cranked up in your office, we're very sorry.
Yeah, you had a nice little surprise for your coworkers.
I think that is the second time, while people have inadvertently cussed on the air, I think that's the second time that a host has actually meant for the cuss word to go over the air. The first one being when Rocco dropped an F-bomb on a caller. Mm-hmm. Hey, buddy.
Oh, yeah. Hey, dude.
Blank you.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the only other time I can remember it.
I can't believe that Norm did this. I mean, Rocco did it because he was the most, you know, he's the youngest guy, and you could attribute that to immaturity. But what's Norm's excuse for blatantly thumbing the nose at the FCC?
Immaturity.
Yeah, why didn't he walk away like Dez should have?
Yeah.
He's old. He's given up.
All right, there is Norm up for an e-break after dropping the BS bomb twice.
And that brings us to another e-break Hall of Famer, that being Norm. He also gets distracted. He got distracted by Dan McDowell in the Batman outfit when he came out to the Coors Light Dunham and Miller Open.
We're on the web at diamonddoctor.com. But know that they have diamonds at virtually every budget level, and that you are going to get the very best diamond at the best price from the... Dan McDowell just walked in as Batman. You're going to get the very best diamond at the very best price at Diamond Doctor.
Let's just get a bank.
Everyone knows how time flies.
There's another one of those moments here, NAB week. All these broadcasters, program directors, GMs, execs are in town, and they listen to that.
Hey, there's no doubt we're a bad station.
Well, a flawed station.
We had our own company owners here to see Batman and Robin doing a radio show.
Perfect. Candidate number one is a man by the name of Norm Hitchcock, the all-time leading performer in e-break history. We love so many things about Norm. We love angry Norm on the post-game show.
Love it.
It makes you think that maybe he had some action on the Cowboys this past Monday because he was not happy. He was mad at the way the Cowboys played, and he got mad at several P1s who called in, including Kevin, who wanted to call in and talk about Tony Romo's play. You tell me, is Norm being childish here?
Well, no, and he threw the ball right where Dez was supposed to be.
It's always someone else's fault. There's a
No, it isn't. But the simplistic nature of this area is it must be the quarterback.
Norm, how many
years? Then let's get rid of him. Let's get rid of him. Let's get rid of him. Let's get, fine, fire him. Fire the head coach. Well, what the hell do we do with the general manager is my question to you. What the hell do we do with him? What do we do with him? Why doesn't your criticism start with him? Why doesn't your criticism start with him? Garrett is not in charge of the talent on this team. Jerry Jones is in charge of it.
When he was hired as the head coach, Jerry Jones said, every player on this field would be a player that Jason Garrett wants.
That's because he's offered 80 people and Garrett takes the best 45. What he is not in charge of the roster. That is total baloney.
Man, I love it when the caller just keeps going underneath him, and you have that kind of background noise of the caller just making points that Norm is not listening to.
All right.
Then fire him.
P1s, your homework is to go fishing for angry Norm after any time he's on the post game.
Yeah. Did the other Norm cut make it?
From Tuesday?
Because if not, I want to talk about this, the Emmitt Smith thing.
Oh, no, yeah, we can play that one, too.
Because I think Norm has an incredibly funny line when he asks this guy a question.
Okay, yeah.
Can we hear that?
Make it part of the Norm angry postgame
montage. Okay, this is just a little bonus. This isn't the one you're voting on.
Yeah.
But I think Norm's line here is really funny.
Okay, would you trade Emmitt Smith for Barry Sanders?
No.
Career?
No.
Really?
No chance.
Are you serious?
No chance. Barry Sanders had to be taken out of the game at the 5-yard line.
Why would not?
Because he could not run between the tackles. Barry Sanders, inside the 5-10-yard line, was not a good runner at all. He would stop.
What? Seriously, what about how Emmitt Smith never made contact with the defense until he was 5 yards downfield? He had an all-pro offensive line his whole career.
Sir, are you sighted?
Am I what?
Can you see?
Yes, I can.
Then you obviously didn't watch Cowboy games.
I did watch Cowboy games.
No, you didn't.
Did you see?
Are you sighted?
No, you didn't. You didn't watch Cowboy games, JPF.
Are you sighted? It means can you see?
Yeah, that needs to be a drop. All right, there's Norm up for yet another e-break. I think we have some funny things to listen to this week. This will make Gordo happy. He has been fixated on this for the last 5 days. Norm, trying to tell you about Choose Energy.
Okay, you want to set it up in case anybody hasn't heard this?
Okay, so Norm is he agrees to take on a new client for a company called Choose Energy. So Norm gets his copy points and promptly loses them. The copy points is a little sheet that we use when we're doing live spots. It reminds you of web address and what their product is and so on.
Phone number.
Phone number, things like that. The important stuff, in other words. So Norm starts a Choose Energy spot. He's rifling through his papers looking for his copy points as he's trying to pad for time. Problem is, he never finds the copy points, and all you got was padding for time. So he does a minute and a half long live spot in which he says absolutely nothing.
All he knows is the name.
All he remembers is the name. He doesn't even really clearly know what the business does. So listen to this absolute waste of time that Norm thought he pulled over on everyone.
5-HT2.
Where are you getting your energy? It's a simple question. Where are you getting your energy in this world? Energy is becoming more and more and more of a factor in everybody's world. Everybody's world. I'd like to direct you to a new client we have on the station named Choose Energy. Choose Energy is an absolutely
fantastic way of getting your energy in this world. Choose Energy allows you to choose the company you want. Choose the company you want to deliver your energy. Choose Energy gives you fantastic choices in the energy area. And it's up to you to simply look at the choices and determine which one is best for you. Choose Energy we'll hear a lot more about in the coming days on our station. Choose Energy as a way to save you money. Choose Energy is the way of the future, enabling you to choose the energy source you want, the one that works best for you, the one that saves you the most energy money. Choose Energy.
Energy money.
God, that is so classic.
I know it.
It was a great one.
But he sells it.
Yeah. That, and you know what? That's the thing, is like Norm is always so good at live spots because he sounds so passionate about the product. So you think that it's his brother who started every company that he endorses, right? Because he's so passionate and has such, and then you realize, no, he can even sound passionate about something that he has zero knowledge of.
I love in the first 20 seconds he mentioned your world like three or four times.
The right. World that you live in. So important to your world. All right, there's Norm up for another e-break.
Candidate number one is the guy we just heard in the open. He's a Hall of Fame e-break participant. He's Norm Hitchkiss. Now, if there's an obvious call that is missed in any sort of game by an official, what does Norm reference? It was
three blind mice?
Three blind mice, or it was so obvious that Stevie Wonder could have seen it. Yeah.
Was Ronnie Millsap, and he blind?
Yeah, I think Norm's probably brought up his name before.
Usually are you sighted? Can you see?
Well, Norm tried to dial up a blind musician when he was talking about the Dez Bryant catch or no catch this past Sunday on the postgame show. And he brought up something that really offended Donnie.
I know it. In hindsight, it probably doesn't affect the game because there was interference on the play in which Dez was ruled to have a touchdown. But if I'm the National Football League, I'm just flat out ashamed of not overturning that call. And you can see the ball rolling on the ground.
Yeah.
Outside the arm of Dez Bryant. My goodness gracious, is MC Hammer in the replay booth?
Well, why would that make a difference?
No, I'm sorry.
Like Stevie Wonder?
Stevie Wonder, thank you.
That's the wrong black artist
exactly
you have, Norm.
Right.
MC Hammer? I was about to say.
Let me just put it this way. MC Hammer would have overturned it. We know that, right?
I think MC Hammer needs the money. I think he needs a job. But
but it's a Cowboy win.
Donovan laughed. Hammer.
Donovan laughed it off, but I think he was clearly offended there.
Yeah, they're not even from the same eras, or,
right.
I mean, they're so different. Genres are different.
I mean, Stevie Wonder.
Okay, from time to time, didn't MC Hammer wear some crazy-looking glasses that maybe Norm thought could be Stevie Wonder-type blind person glasses?
Yeah, but how could MC Hammer dance like that if he was blind and not...
Blind people can dance, George.
Not like MC
George.
Hammer, flying around the stage and jumping around. Okay, show me.
Give me a couple months.
Does Norm even know what MC Hammer looks like, though?
No, probably not.
He has no idea.
That's right.
MC Hammer.
So that was awesome, right?
Yeah.
There's Norm up for an e-break.
Not that Hammer.
Candidate number one has been quite a player here in 2012. We're going to have a showdown today against the two participants who I think are in the running for Player of the Year in 2012. And first up is Norm, who was talking about, he was trying to say either company or country. He had to say both words. And unfortunately, he had a terrible mishap in the shorter version of country.
Sotopelli's testosterone replacement therapy got such a response from you that they've decided to take the company national. This will now be a countrywide company. But you can't have Texas and if it's countrywide. So they're going to call the company.
Okay, yeah.
Wow. Okay, so we can't hear it unbeat?
Just roll with it, would you? Just trust me on
it's
it.
It's best.
Yes, yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, I'd say it's best.
Just, we'll talk about it all.
Even
fair,
though he
yes.
wasn't saying that word.
Right.
Yeah, just trust me, okay?
Did you go up the chain and that was the rule?
Just trust me and enjoy the comedy for what it is and don't
okay,
delay
so
us any further.
There's a bigger story here that you
No, there's
me
not a bigger favorite. Story, but it's just, it's not worth
is it
wasting
so,
time about.
So shocking?
Yeah, it's...
I love how he starts stumbling when he realizes what he had just said.
He knows he said the most yes. Germanic sounding of all references
and
to
he,
that area.
And he knows we all heard it. There's no way he can hide it, so he starts kind of stammering around.
All right, one more time.
Sotopelli's replacement, testosterone replacement therapy got such a response from you that they've decided to take the company national. This will now be a countrywide company. But you can't have Texas in it.
Oh, my goodness.
They're going to call the company.
Oh, that's great.